Now I got a full house. I'm gonna make it like a bet he could call, but it's quite big, 51. Calls me. And let's see what he had. He had ace high that hand. And obviously he seemed to. He likes to check when he misses the flop, but that time he had a kind of a calling hand. When the board paired on the turn and on the river, it's easier for him to make the call with the ace high, but. And yeah, it's kind of a hard place for him there. So I keep on racing now. Ace 10 is a re-racing hand for many hands up players. I'm not a big fan of re-racing with ace 10 or even ace jack, because when you get called and hit an ace, you could be up against a bigger ace. And but I do it sometimes, especially with ace jack suited and such. Another re-raise. King 10 is a trouble hand with the re-raise. So you can hit the king, you can hit the 10, but can be huge amount of trouble, so I just fold it. I like more to call with 7-8 suited or pairs like I did last time. These kind of hands can make big pots and you know you're a favorite, but with King 10 you can get stuck with like top pair king and not be able to fold it. Okay, the board paired. I'm just gonna fold this one. Ace king. And if he do his re-raise again now, I will go all in. Because you don't want to see a flop. It's kind of obvious play with ace king, but most players don't have it in them to call with like 10s or 9s, even though they kind of know I got it. Ace king, we'll see what happens, because most time with ace king you won't hit the flop. You hit an ace or king one time in 3, so if you call his raise there and you miss the flop, you don't know where you're at. So I usually just like to go all in pre-flop, and if you're not up against aces or kings, you're in good shape.